And obviously they are important to our seniors, as is the young lady sitting to my left, our good friend, Marsha Clayman Garrett, in the studio from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington for our positive points on aging. Hello, Miss Marsha.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to say thank you to all those people on I-26 who drove safely and smart today, and we had such a cruise coming in. You know, it's just good traffic flow.
Good. Well, well done, everybody. Thanks for listening to Doug do traffic reports and his encouragement on being well-behaved, because you've made the mental health of Marsha that much better by being well-behaved. So that's good stuff. So I'm happy to have you back. It seems like it's been forever since you were here with us.
It's been a while, yeah. We were gone for a week.
Yeah.
And Karen was here last week.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to feel like you missed me. You
know? We did, yeah.
That's a good feeling, because you can continue to berate my Tar Heels, but...
I'm not. I mean, I'm giving them props. I'm just telling you, I'm hearing you whine about the referees, and I'm like, give me a break. North Carolina fans have no reason ever to whine about referees. Anyway, I noticed that the paperwork that you sent me today is even in Tar Heel colors.
Yes.
A little bit. So that's kind of interesting. Post-COVID-19 effects on mental health today.
You know, this is one topic that a lot of people don't want to hear about or talk about because it's too close to home. And they don't want to admit that there could be some mental illness or mental health issues in their life or in their families. And we have to wake up and realize that this is a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
That according to the numbers, and you guys know I'm a numbers person.
Mm-hmm.
One out of five of us are going to experience a mental health issue sometime in our lifetime. Doesn't have to go on forever. Some people have, you know, like breakdowns and meltdowns, and they go through a period of anxiety. A lot of stuff can happen, but the lingering effects of what is happening from COVID is something we really need to pay attention to. And one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this is that when Karen and I are talking to family members on a daily basis, we hear so much now that it's time to get them engaged again. They've been isolated too long, and mm-hmm. I can tell there's a difference. They don't want to do anything. I talked to a family the other day. The mother is still acting like she's in a cocoon,
right,
and refuses to go out, refuses to get dressed, refuses to do anything because she felt very protective in her home during COVID. Now she's afraid to get back out and get back to normal life.
Right. You know, this is something that you just described, and I bet you it is a lot more out there than some people would care to recognize or admit. I think this is pretty common right now. This has affected people many, many different ways.
Well, you know, we talk a lot, especially in the senior industry. You know, Alzheimer's is always going to be popping up. I can stand here and tell you that on one side of my mother's life, she dealt with severe depression.
Right.
Then when she started dealing with Alzheimer's, the doctors didn't want to recognize the depression. They only wanted to focus on Alzheimer's. And had they approached that a lot earlier, I think that she might not have had some issues that she did, or we had to deal with certain behaviors,
right,
because it would have been addressed already. So, one thing that we need to talk about really is that it's not being addressed. And I want to please ask family members that if you're going to a doctor's appointment with your loved one, an aging loved one, and you have noticed some signs of depression, please tell the doctor about that. Please let them talk it out. Maybe there's some medications that can be prescribed, but please bring it a point to bring notice to it so that it doesn't go and it just festers and they keep getting worse,
right,
and worse.
And it will get worse and worse if it's not addressed. And plus, you just want to acknowledge it. You don't want to act like it's not there. You don't want to put your loved one in a position where by not acknowledging it, you're almost trying to bury it and say, oh, well, it'll just go away on its
right
own, because it's not going to go away.
No.
It might go away when you drop her or him off back at home and you go on to your life and your normal business work and this and that. For you, it might go away, but it's just more of the same for mom or dad or whomever.
I mean, when you have a family member that you try to talk to them about, what is your mother's daily activity? She sits at the kitchen table. Okay. Yeah. Does she do crossword puzzles? Does she watch TV? Does she listen to music? No. She sits there in total silence at the table.
Right.
Waiting for me to come and bring her food. And I thought, that is so sad. That's almost like a caged animal.
Yeah, that's not a quality of life.
And so prior to the epidemic, or excuse me, the pandemic, 61% of adults were reported feelings of loneliness and isolation. So just imagine what has happened since COVID hit us and we had to totally force them into isolation.
Yeah, and unfortunately, some of the stuff that was out there before the pandemic hasn't resumed. I'll give you an example. Mom used to go all the time to the senior activities over at Seven Oaks Park. They have not and are not starting it back up, at least not as of now, because they said they can't get enough seniors who feel safe to want to come out. And they said they can't find, because of labor issues, they can't find people who will drive the bus.
Right.
And so that's really been challenging for my mother, because she was there 4 days a week amongst other seniors, doing everything from physical activities to playing bingo to hobbies, to crafts, all that stuff. And it's gone. It's just gone. And there's no more of it right now. And I don't know what to do for her during the day, because it's not like that's something where I could be spending time with her or the grandkids can be spending time with her. So, you know, I call on her. I check on her as much as I can. But that's one of those things that you're absolutely talking about. And I know it's had an impact on her emotionally. I know it has.
Well, and that is that was the one thing that I always stress to family members, you know, because if they're wanting to, they're thinking about moving their loved one into an assisted living community, I tell them there's one thing you need to understand. They will never be alone.
Right.
Never, ever, ever
right.
alone. 24 hours, 7 days a week. They aren't alone. There's somebody to reach out to.
Right.
So they don't have to have that feeling of nobody's here, nobody's listening. As I was telling you earlier, one in five adults were going to experience a mental illness each year. Our kids, this is really starting to pop up a lot, even though we're talking about seniors, but our kids age 6 to 17 will start to experience a mental health disorder each year. And then a lifetime mental illness will begin by the age of 14 and 75% by age 24. So
that's scary.
Think about the sandwich generation. You're in the middle, and you have kids over on this side, and you got mom on this side, and you've got to be watching both sides and taking care of yourself through the whole bit.
Yeah, it's easy, you know.
But anyway, there are some good stuff out there that we can be looking into to return to normalcy. We just have to be very proactive, because what happened during all of this when people were isolated, a lot of people return back to alcohol abuse, illicit drugs. We even had a serious incline in domestic violence. And have you noticed recently that when a police officer has been shot or killed, it's because of a domestic disturbance?
Happens a lot that way, yeah. Yeah.
And it seems like there's more of that now. So people need to get the help. There was an increase in neglect and child abuse during the pandemic, the height of it, because people are really frustrated. You know, they're losing their jobs, they're losing their livelihoods, they're losing their lifestyle.
The walls are closing in on people during that time, and as a result of that, unfortunately, and this has always been the case, not just because of COVID, but often we take for granted our loved ones the most, and those are the ones that we yell at the most, or those are the ones because you just feel like, you know, they love me. No matter what I say, you know, I can be a jerk to so-and-so because I'm his son, and that's still not okay. You shouldn't be a jerk to your dad just because you know he's going to love you. You know, that's just not okay. So we often do that, but you're absolutely right. The walls kind of closed in on people during COVID, and all of the things you described, Marcia, significantly went up from the alcohol and drug abuse, domestic violence abuse, all those calls. You know, while some criminal activity was down because people weren't out on the street as much, mm-hmm. other criminal activity, like you described, was absolutely a problem. So these are things that as we slowly are coming out of this thing, and hopefully we're not going back into it with any new variants anytime soon, but as we are slowly people going back to work, people being going back to activities, getting out and doing things, we really can hope that with that, some of the domestic issues curb also along the way.
Absolutely. So. What it's forced us to do is to realize what we're going to have to do the next time around, because we can never guarantee that there's not going to be another pandemic. We've lived through it. We've survived it, most of us. Now what happens the next time around?
Coming right back with Marsha. Stay with us.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Global markets appear to be shaking off yesterday's remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell that pushed stocks lower. Powell indicated the Fed may be heading for more aggressive policy on interest rates. Nike shares are higher after reporting an upbeat quarter. The Canadian Pacific Railway and Teamsters Canada Rail Conference have agreed to arbitration, ending the work stoppage that halted service Sunday morning. The railroad delivers cargo as far south as Kansas City. The dispute threatened to further complicate supply chain issues. Energy giant Koch Industries appears to be making a big bet on electric vehicles. The Wall Street Journal says a Koch unit has made at least 10 investments worth at least $750 million in battery supply chain and EVs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Any supplier can drop a box outside your door. But if you want a partner who delivers great customer service too, rely on Cintas. Your dedicated service reps can deliver what you need to help your business run smoothly. From essential cleaning products to hygienically cleaned apparel, fire protection services to first aid and safety supplies. That service you can't get from a box.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
You know what? I get asked every now and then, Kev, when you say my guy, do you really have a my guy at Palmetto Exterminators? I really do. Ron Byers is my guy. Do you realize I've been a customer of Palmetto Exterminators for 20 years this summer? That's over the course of three homes, longer than my kids have been around. I'm loyal to Palmetto Exterminators for several reasons. First, they do a phenomenal job with pest control for a very fair price. It's just not a concern around my home. They take care of everything from regular visits to termite inspection, mosquito care. This is a company that's been around for more than 60 years serving the Midlands. When they come around, they're clean, they're courteous, and they're on time. Look, it's not just me. When it comes to things like those pesky mosquitoes, Palmetto Exterminators voted best of Columbia in Columbia Metropolitan for their mosquito control. I could have told you that before anyone even voted. What else can you possibly need from your pest control company? If you're looking for someone to help you, look no further than my guy, Ron Byers, Palmetto Exterminators. Online, it's palmettoexterminators.net, or call him 254-5833, 254-5833.
Experience matters when it comes to taking care of your loved one. At Oakleaf Village Lexington, we have a leadership team that has over 100 years of caring for seniors. This means we have the experience you need. You can rest assured that your loved one is receiving exceptional care when living at Oakleaf Village. Don't trust the most important person in your life with anyone. Trust the experts. Trust Oakleaf Village. Call us at 803-808-3477 or visit us at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Everyone knows that here at The Point, we are all about supporting local businesses. We are all about local, local, local. You cannot get more local than my friend Greg McCoy and his business, Simplified Mortgage Solutions. Fran Halloran here. If you're buying a home or you're looking to refinance your current home, you owe it to yourself to call Greg. He is the real deal. You can expect Greg to treat you like you are his only client. You can expect Greg to scour the market to find you the best rate available. You can expect Greg to charge you a fair price for his work and his service. Why would you deal with some national company headquartered in who knows where when you can do business with Greg? Need further persuasion? Okay, I didn't even mention the good Greg does in our community by supporting local charities like Blue Star Mothers and Camp Chemo. Come on! You need to call Greg. Online at SimplifiedMortgageSC.com, or you can call Greg at 803-722-6044. That's 722-6044.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
your 3 bacon on bacon quarter pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son, this bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice, tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic Bacon on Bacon quarter pound double cheeseburger, stacked with 4 slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
77 south at Kilgan and 77 south at Bluff backed up. 26 west at Little Mountain backed up. 26 east and west at 378 substantially slowed. Clemson at Longtown with a collision. I-20 east at Broad River backed up. Bookman at Jacobs Mill Creek Drive with an accident. Brewster's Real Ice Cream, made fresh daily, now including vegan non-dairy ice cream with oats milk. Try a milkshake today in the Village of Sand Hills. Brewster's Real Ice Cream. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to Point B traffic. 4 times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back to the Bark Fireside Studio. It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Poor Brian. He just did something that he and I have both done 1,000 times in the years we've been in this studio. And the way the cabinets are set up that hold all of our computers, he just turned from turning the microphone. And you'd think he does this a million times a morning, but he bashed his knee. And the formica does not give, just the knee gives. And it's like instant, pain.
The bump was so loud, I thought he fell out of the chair.
Yeah, no, he bashed it pretty good. You okay there, young man? Poor guy. All right, we're going to get back to it here and continue our topic while Brian cries in the corner. And
Sorry, I have no ice to give you.
We are talking today about the impact that COVID has had on mental health as it pertains to our seniors and even those who are caregivers for our seniors. And we've got Marsha Clayman Garrett from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington hanging out with us and talking our positive points on aging. So we've talked about some of the statistics out there. We've talked about some of the symptoms, if you would, of what we're at dealing with and trying to return to some normalcy, but it's pretty scary.
It is, but let's talk about making a plan. When we were finishing out the first set, we were talking about what can we do, how can we move forward, because what happens if another pandemic hits?
Sure.
And, you know, when they're talking about these viruses in the air, like Omicron number 5, whatever that's
right
out there now,
right, right.
We just have to understand that every time that comes out, we have to say, okay, am I prepared? Have I got everything I need? You know, it puts you in survivor mode, but sometimes that's good because it makes us think ahead. Anyway, the first thing we need to do, especially with our older adult people, our loved ones that live alone, isolated, are limited to getting what they need on their own. First of all, let's talk about making a plan. You want to sit down with your loved one and you want to talk openly about a safety plan. Who is the first person they should contact if things happen where they need food, if they've run out of medicine, or if they just really feel, I just need somebody to come by and see me,
right,
that type of thing.
Right.
Plans for regular contact should be made, keeping in mind that the comfort level that your loved one has with technology. And I cannot stress enough the importance of our aging adults to understand how to turn on an iPad and figure out, just hit Google and then just start surfing.
Right.
And and that will kind of break up that isolation. Literally, I mean, I'm one of those people, I could sit for hours and just look at Facebook, and I'm not talking about garbage. I'm talking about I'm looking at animal stuff. I'm looking at humanity issues, and it keeps my brain going all the time because I'm finding things to be very thankful for when I see what's going on in other parts of the world.
Right.
Keep a list of organizations that will help, including your faith-based organizations and your mental health care providers, and I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. And then really know who is at most at risk. Older adults with low income are more likely to have more chronic medical problems as well as a lack of access to good internet service.
Right.
So you have to be there. You have to be that person to kind of keep them up to date and
connected.
Checking on them.
Yeah, keep connected.
You know, look for your neighbors. There's neighbors out there that might not have families that live close by, and they're afraid to ask you. And you need to be able to step forward and say, look, I'm here for you. So here's my number, and I want you to give me a call. Speaking of our resources, I had the great privilege and honor to work with NAMI for 2 years, the National Alliance of Mental Illness. And I am telling you, it was just a good 2 years to understand that this grassroots organization, one of the best and the strongest in the country, everything they do is free.
Right.
And there is a ton of information. There's so many support groups and ways available to get help, so that if you are interested, all you have to do is go to NAMISC.org, and this wonderful page will pop up, and it will show you all these resources that are available to you. And I really encourage you that, especially if you're a family member and you're struggling with someone that has a mental illness, and you're at your wit's end, that's where you need to turn to for sure.
Yeah, NAMISC.org, NAMISC.org.
They have great programs. I can't even give you the list. There's so many of them that they do such a wonderful, they're just a wonderful gift to society to have that group.
Good.
The other thing I want to encourage people to understand is that this month is National Social Workers Month. These are hidden warriors is what I call them, because you don't see them in the hospitals unless you're looking for them.
Right.
I go looking for them all the time. But the thing is that a lot of people don't even understand what a social worker does until their loved one's in the hospital, until they sit down with that social worker and say, okay, where do I go now? These are great people that they know all the resources available out there. They can direct you. They also help you navigate. Because once you leave that hospital, you're on your own. So you have to take all you can from those social workers, all that information, and apply it to where it's going to help you and your loved one after a hospitalization.
Well, being married to a social worker, as I am, you know how I feel about my bride. And she's literally the greatest human being I've ever met in my life.
She's awesome. I love your wife.
But I had no idea before getting with Lainey, I had no idea the work of social workers and what they do and how they do it. And Marcia, there's no off switch.
Right.
Because the crises that come along are not meant for convenience, you know? So she'll get calls at all hours and stop what she's doing and start taking care of people. And she's for 20 years of marriage and a couple years before that, there have been, I'm so sorry, I got to do, stop.
Okay.
Don't apologize. You're doing what your calling is.
Yeah.
And it's happened at inopportune times. But then again, as I've said to her, you know what? Every now and then the radio station goes off the air in the middle of the night, and I got to say sorry to you too, you know, when the phone rings. And so that's give and take. But she is, and all social workers, it's a calling, because they ain't getting paid any money, I can tell
it
you that.
It's a calling.
It's not for the money.
And the thing is that, like you say, there's no off switch. They're always on.
Amazing.
The other thing is that these workers, social workers, professionals, they have to continuously keep up their education all the time. It's not like they just get a job and that's
right.
it.
That's correct.
They're always having to learn more and more. They have to learn more now with all this mental health crisis
you
going
betcha.
On. So they have to be prepared to talk to all of us whenever we need it. So if you know a social worker, give them a pat on the back, buy them a cup of coffee, and say thank you so much for all that you do.
If people want to find out more about you or talk to you or get some questions answered at Oakley Village, how do they reach you?
803-808-3477, oakleafvillagelexington.com. And please come by and see us at 800 North Lake Drive in Lexington. We have a beautiful community. We'd love to say hello.
Thank you so much. We've got Your Way Home with Erica and John coming up next. For Brian and Marsha, I'm Kev. We'll see you at 4 o'clock.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Refugees continue to escape the horror of Putin's war on Ukraine. 3.5 million managing to flee their homeland so far, according to the UN. The BBC's James Reynolds says that many more remain trapped.
The authorities here in Ukraine say that they are focusing on trying to negotiate the evacuation of civilians from the besieged southeastern city of Mariupol.